Craig White came as the knight in shining armour last summer to take the 85% ownership of the club from David Murray for a pound,
right,
but inheriting all the debt. And there's what has proven since then is that Craig White has proven not to be the knight in shining armour that he professed to be.
Yeah.
No money's gone into the club of any consequence other than money that's been borrowed against ticket sales, season ticket sales over the next 3 years.
Wow.
And even the administrators don't know where that went to. And non-payment of PAYE and VAT since Craig White came in the door, which is around a figure of £9 million.
Trevor, it's Ian Stone here. I'm just asking about Craig White, actually. I mean, is there anger towards him, or do people realise that it's really more the old regime?
It's 50-50.
Right.
He wasn't the right man to come in. There's a feeling that he came in for all the wrong reasons.
Trevor, can I say, hear what I heard? I heard that he came in, I think he tried to buy it and then sell it on quick.
I think, you know, without, you know, being too direct, I could not see why someone would come in with little funds and buy Rangers at that time. Now, why would you do that unless you had a plan or an escape route? And the escape route is administration and possible liquidation.
Yeah.
Because he owns, well, having 85% of the club, he owns the assets, the stadium, the training ground, and everything else that you would consider an asset, the players even. So if it is liquidated, the players will have to leave, but the main assets still are there, and they're Craig White's, and he can sell them to the next consortium. You know, so they're going to have to pay a healthy price for those, and then he can walk away with millions.
Exactly.
So it's not leaving a nice taste in the mouth of anybody who's been connected with Rangers. You know, the supporters, the players, the staff. But there's still a lot of unknowns as well. So, we're all still a little bit behind the black ball. We don't know exactly what we're dealing with. And any potential buyers, of course, as yet, don't know what they could be buying.